Hey, listen, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, yeah. This podcast was supposed to be up Sunday, but Waleed had a little bit of a wild weekend. Where did you go, Waleed?
Oh, listen. I saw the goddess herself, Beyoncé.
Oprah. Beyoncé. Okay, so I swear you, before you went to this concert, you were complaining to me. You were like, man, I got to go to this Beyoncé concert. I don't really want to go. But now you sound like a completely different person.
How fucking dare you? Lie. I said I'm grateful to go see the god in person.
No, you never said that.
You should be ashamed of yourself, you pig.
What? This doesn't sound like you. What are you talking about?
I'm honored to stand right in front of her and watch her grace me with her beautiful words and spit.
Did you just become a Beyoncé fan after going to the concert?
You bet your goddamn ass I'm Beyoncé. I will forever for the rest of my goddamn fucking life. All right?
So you're a part of the Beehive.
I'm not a part of the Beehive. I am blessed to be a part of the Beehive militia.
So you enjoyed this concert, Waleed?
Yeah, yo, it was crazy. As soon as I walk in, the first thing I see, DJ Khaled. He's on the fucking bird.
Oh, fuck! DJ Khaled!
Bird scooting around.
All right, now I'm starting to understand the appeal.
That's what I'm saying! Yo, and it was funny because it was like Beyonce and Jay-Z. That's what the concert was. But honestly, Jay-Z was like an opener, man.
I believe that, man.
Jay-Z was like the MC.
That's so... Like he introduced her? He's the opener.
Yeah,
act.
Basically. Wow. That's how it felt like during the show. Like, Jay-Z would do a few songs, whatever, and then Beyoncé would come out. Thunderstorms.
Like, was it more Beyoncé fans or Jay-Z fans?
Whoa, way more Beyoncé fans.
Damn. Did you hear about this witchcraft shit she's coming out with?
Oh, yeah, the drummer came out and said she's a witch.
Yeah, do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it, but so what? I'm a fucking witch too, then.
Oh, man. No, not you too.
Yeah, man, fuck.
Vroom, vroom, where's my broom?
What?
Cackling. Time to go to the adoption agency and get me a black cat.
What?
Because hocus pocus alamodocus, I'm about to cook up a stew of spells.
Sis.
Sis. That's how witches sound like, right?
This is like Twitter references, but with witch references.
I saw a tweet like that. Like, I saw people tweeting that. Like, oh, Beyonce's a witch? Don't matter to me. Skedaddle, skedaddle. Where's my broomstick at? Like, some dumb shit like that.
What the fuck?
Let's say she is like, she did terrorize her drummer, right? Like something happened. Like the drummer's like, yo, she got my cat killed, a whole bunch of other stuff. Let's say for argument's sake, Beyonce did do these things. Nobody's believing the drummer. Everybody's like, oh, the drummer's like mentally insane. She's crazy. She's jealous of Beyonce's success. But what if that shit was true?
I wouldn't be surprised though. That's the thing.
But how much does it suck to be the drummer then? Because you're like, what the fuck? No one's believing me? She ruined my life.
Listen, man, I don't know if I feel comfortable about talking about this because I feel like the Beehives would get me sniped.
We're just speaking in hypotheticals. This is not, right. Let's just give a disclaimer right off the bat. We believe Beyonce is an all righteous goddess and she's the best. She's the best thing to have happened to humanity, to music, to art, to culture, to humankind. That's a
Thank
disclaimer.
You.
Now, let's say Beyonce killed her cat, all right?
All right, listen up. Real shit, I believe it.
Yo, okay. I've always had a theory, hypothetically speaking, like what if Jay-Z's like trapped in that relationship, you know what I mean? Like,
no, he's not trapped.
Like what if they got together just to like be like, oh, yo, you're a power person, I'm a power person, I'm like the best rapper, she's like the best R&B artist in the game, let's stick together. And then Jay-Z is like, man, you know what? I kind of don't like her. And now he's like... Stuck in this relationship, tried to get out during the whole Solange thing, couldn't.
You mean Solange. He's controlled?
I mean, I get it. He's supporting his wife, but that's totally a Beyonce show, right?
Oh my god, yeah. Well, she's like the main. She fucking, yo, real shit, she killed it.
You know what? I'm not even mad at that. I would rather that a woman is like the show, like she's the one that brings more of the crowd out than the man. Because I feel like it's always been the man.
I saw Kim Kardashian walk past me.
She went to the Beyonce concert?
Yeah.
Don't they, like, hate each other?
I think so, but there's, like, a video of, like, Kim K trying to... I guess she's singing the lyrics, like, wrong. She's not allowed to sing all the lyrics, right?
What's a Beyonce song? This world is on fire. That?
Is that Beyonce? Yeah,
this world is on fire. Is that Beyonce?
Of course it is. I'm part of the Beehive.
You would know, right, Waleed? Is that a Beyonce song?
You know what's funny? You know who's scarier than the Beehive?
Who?
Twitter, do your thing.
Which is 80. If you draw a Venn diagram, those circles almost overlap.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're like 95% overlapping. Twitter do your thing, and Beehive is 95% the same people.
Like, do you like how extreme do you think Twitter do your thing is gonna get? Like Twitter do your thing and like fucking red dot sniped.
It's like just an assassination call at one point.
Yeah, Twitter
it becomes its own assassination of society.
It's the new hitman.
Yeah. Like it's the death note.
It's like just, oh no.
You just have to tweet somebody's name and then right after put Twitter do your thing and that person gets taken out. It's the modern death note.
You know people who write Twitter do your thing and then nothing happens? Do they still keep the tweet or they delete it?
Or they just do like a passive aggressive tweet later.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hear something. Like one of those.
Twitter do your thing in quotations and then the SpongeBob meme of y'all hear something? Of Squidward.
Y'all hear something? Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to Encore. If you guys don't know who Encore is, he's used to work at Vine. He actually greenlit our Just Two Boys project.
Yeah, that was our first collaboration project. Encore actually gets a special shout out on this podcast because the Just Two Boys Coachella series, he's the one that greenlit it. And because of that, the Just Two Boys song came out. And because of that, this podcast exists. So this podcast, technically speaking, might not have existed if Encore never greenlit that series. Fun little fact.
And he's telling me the other day, he's like, yo, I love what you guys are doing with the audio. And I went through our Twitter at Just Two Boys. I'm getting great feedback, man. People love this podcast.
Why are you tooting your own horn?
No, listen.
Why don't you humble yourself?
Damn, all right.
Okay, I went through Twitter and people really love this podcast. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, let me just read you.
Oh, look at me. I'm Waleed. I have a good podcast. No, you don't.
What? Wait,
your podcast sucks. It ain't shit. Shut up. Let me finish. It ain't shit. You had 12 kind of half-assed failed interview style bullshit episodes. And now you just switched to audio and you're like, oh yeah, I went to Twitter and everybody thinks my podcast is great. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Bro, this is your podcast.
Fucking
too.
Humble yourself. This is your podcast. Oh, fuck.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shit. It is my podcast.
You know, it's Just Two Boys, right?
Oh. I thought I was just helping you record the podcast on your own and just walking and just pitching you ideas and just vibing off you, you know? So you can record
the podcast. You thought you were my audio engineer?
Yeah, my audio's being recorded?
You're
telling me that this whole time my audio is also on the podcast? Do you know how much shit I just talked about Beyonce?
Oh, shit.
And you recorded that?
Oh, God, just...
What if I have to meet Beyonce in person? I legit have that fear. If I saw her in person, I would completely avoid her. If there's a room, 100 people in the room, it's a party. I don't even want her to look at me. I'm also considering, if I'm at the same place as Beyonce, to take off my turban and wear like a top hat instead.
Why?
Just because she doesn't see, like, oh, that's the guy with the turban. Like, I don't want her to know, because that's like a pretty distinguishing factor about me. I don't want her to know that I exist, because if she knows that I exist, then there's a chance that I could fuck up somehow, say some shit that I didn't mean to say. Like, what if she finds out about that tweet that the Beehive came after me for, like, a while ago? You know what I mean?
Was you right again?
I was just having a little fun.
Okay.
With... It was a Coldplay video, and she was wearing fun little stone type-ish, skull type-ish Indian jewelry thing. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I think my tune was like, haha, Beyonce, this is fun, Indian. Something along those lines.
Of course.
The Beehive came after me, dude. They came after my throat. Black feminist Twitter came after me so hard.
Holy fuck.
They were like, oh, he uses the N-word in his videos all the time. I'm like, what the fuck? Here's the thing. I've never used it. The N-word in any of my videos. There's a video that I have because there's a popular Punjabi song. So nig in Punjabi means warmth.
Whoa, excuse me.
Sorry,
hey,
I'm speaking Punjabi. Quick disclaimer, this is me speaking Punjabi, okay? Nig is a Punjabi word. It means warmth.
Oh, dude.
Okay? There's a Punjabi song. It's called Longvacha. It's talking about her love. And the song goes, Long Gavacha, Nigga Marada Aime, Nimira Long Gavacha. And what she's saying, technically, I'm probably butchering the translation, but she's saying, like, hey, my love, come to me with warmth.
What if there's not even a song? Hang on, what if there's not even a song? You're just saying this?
Just so I can say it. I wouldn't do that. I made a sketch about this with Jay and Trey, where Jay and Trey come to a wedding, and then that song plays, and then, like, I get punched in the face. A little funny little sketch that we did. Our first video that we did together. That's why I'm saying, if I ever saw Beyonce, I don't want her to know I exist. Just if that tweet comes up and she's like,
I was at the concert. She was pretty close, like close to me on stage, mm-hmm. and I was like scared the whole time. I was like, please don't look at me, don't point at me, don't acknowledge me. I'm just here to have a good time. Sorry, I threw up in an Uber a few days ago.
Wait, you threw up in an Uber?
Yeah, I threw up in an Uber. And at first I was trying to be nice, like...
You were that guy? You threw up in an Uber?
Listen, man, I'm a messy bitch, sis.
You were a messy bitch this weekend, sis?
Sis, chief, oh, I got messy. I went to my friend's birthday, it easily became my birthday.
So what got you to the point where you had to throw up inside of an Uber?
Well, at first I was like being nice, and I was like holding it in my cheeks.
Why don't you just open up the window and just barf?
Here's the thing. The guy was like, hey, let me pull over. Oh, man. And I was like, no, you keep driving. I was like, let me roll the window down and just yak. And I listen, sis, my aim, not that good.
Did you like barf out the front window and then it like splatted in the back? On like all three of your other like friends. Everybody else that was there.
They're all screaming.
Dude, that sucks.
You never threw up in an Uber?
No, I've thrown up. I've never thrown up in somebody else's car or an Uber.
Oh, dude, get this. One time, doing Fuzzy. It was like a stand-up show with like internet people, and I mm-hmm. was one of the guys, and Fuzzy too was one of the guys.
Right.
And I did this show, and like it was crazy. I got like a standing ovation. I was like, "Whoa, hell yeah, this is crazy."
Yeah.
Never got one of these.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. I got so fucked up that the girl who's like running the show, she's like, hey, let me take you to my house. Like, you can't drive. I was like, okay, yeah. And then I threw up all over a car.
Another car you've thrown up?
Yeah, it's like my thing, you know?
That's not you shouldn't be like, you shouldn't even tell yourself that's a thing because you should never do that. You know how hard it is to get that smell out of your car?
Oh, trust me, I know.
Oh, no.
So the next morning, I was like, hey, I'm going to get an Uber. She was like, no, I'll give you a ride. Because I, like, forgot that I threw up in her car.
Oh.
And I was sitting next to her. I was like, listen, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I got the car clean. I sent her flowers. I felt bad.
You sent her flowers?
Yeah, I love her. I think I'm in love with her now. I think she hasn't hit me up since, but.
Is this how you pick up girls?
Dude, it's the best way.
You get shit-faced and you throw up in their car and you have to have a relationship
with them? Listen, next time you're on a date, go barf in a girl's car and you tell me. She has to call you back right away the next morning.
And you tell me I'm not going to be standing up there at your wedding reception.
Give it a goddamn speech. If you knew I liked a girl, would you steal the girl from me?
No. I mean, if you like broke up, then yeah, maybe.
What the fuck?
Yeah, me and your ex were, not that I let that slip, I think this is the appropriate.
Oh, no, just please, God, no.
Yeah, me and your ex were... Not that we're seeing each other.
Right.
But, okay, good. We're definitely banging.
Oh, jeez.
I hope that's cool. I mean, you're broken up with her. I don't think that it would be a problem, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure, you know, at the end of the day, love is love, right?
I don't even feel like you have a hint of sorrow or regret or sadness. Every time I tell you this thing, it's great.
Yeah, man, I'm chill.
Yeah, that's really cool. More people need to be like you, man.
Yeah, man.
You're just so carefree and...
Oh, have I?
Yeah, and you just don't care that, you know, I've hooked up with your ex-girlfriends and some
of your,
some of your close friends and your cousin.
No, excuse me?
Yeah, I think that's really cool, Walid.
Yeah, you know, gotta keep an open mind.
Wow, what a great friend. Anyways.
Can we have a sidebar real quick? Here, just talk to me over here for a second.
All right, what's up?
What the fuck, man? You fucking my ex?
Yeah, you just said that it wouldn't be a big deal. Didn't you just say that?
No, I said it, but I'm like, I don't mean it.
No, you were like, you asked me if you were seeing a chick, and then I hooked up with her, And then I was like, oh no, but I would do that with your ex. And you were like, yeah, that's totally fine. My name is Waleed Muhammad and I approved that message.
When did I say that?
You said, my name is Waleed and I think that's great if you bang my ex-girlfriend. Plural.
Excuse me?
Yeah, three of them at least. Those you have more, because if you do, just let me know, man. Show me their Instagrams. Like, just message me their profiles. I just want to check them out and see how they are.
Yeah, I got you for sure. All right, let's get to the second part. All right, guys, welcome back to the pod.
You know what, Waleed? I would have no problem with... If you actually were like, yo, I would bang your ex. If you told me that, I don't think I would be mad.
I think you'd never... I've done so much shit to you, and you've never been mad at me. It's crazy.
Legit.
I can murder your firstborn child, and you'd be like, nah, that's Waleed.
I would be annoyed. I would be like, oh, man, that was my first kid, man. I would literally mess up and be like, dude, man, that was my first kid. I just had him. And then you'd be like, oh, oops.
My bad, bro, I slipped.
He was just so adorable. I just had to choke the life out of him. And I'd be like, you choked him?
Come on, man.
You could have made it quick. Waleed, man. All right, man. There's no point in dwelling in the past, man. Let's just solve this. Let's figure out how we can go from here.
You've said that to me so many times.
I've said that to you so many times. So literally, you could be like, "Oh, I banged your ex." I'm like, "Man, all right, man."
I'm 100% sure I could take your car, crash it in the ditch.
Well, then I would be like, "All right, man. How do we solve this? Like, I got to contact insurance. Let me figure this out."
I can, like, stab your brother and be like, I'm your brother now.
Just be like, man, all right, I got another brother. Just please don't stab him either, all right? Just live and learn. Learn from this. And just learn not to stab my other brother, please.
Please, I have one more left.
Come on, I just got one more. Just come on. And you'd be like, all right, man, I'm sorry.
I slipped.
Hey, whoops.
Not even you would let me slip. Even, like, the Supreme Court, the cops, they'd all be like, ah.
This is your boy? Yo, he's your boy? Yo, just saying, he's your boy?
Yo, get your guy, eh?
Saying man's gonna make another baby, a lie.
Man's gonna make another, you know, 1-2 baby. Remember that one bit we had where it was like two Toronto slay dudes who like had feelings for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, so man's were saying they have feelings for me, a lie.
Saying when man brushed up against me the other day in the elevator, that was... 3 seconds too long at that, but saying man's had a specific intention about that, alright?
Yo, man's are saying, you know, definitely you have to give me a 1-2 kiss.
Wow, saying man's when man's are like giving you daps to say peace, and you go in for the hug, and you really bring me in tight and close, and make sure I can hear the sound of your heartbeat. Saying that there's a deeper meaning behind that, alright?
It's blessed, give me a kiss.
Man's are really trying to finesse the love out of my heart, make this relationship more than just a friendship, and a bond that is forever sacred and tied to each other's souls, all right?
Yo, men's are definitely saying, you know?
1-2 kid with me, all right?
1-2 kid with me.
A couple of good dads. Just two dads, huh?
Yeah. Do you hear crows, by the way?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Are they fighting? Hey, get the fuck off my street!
Do you have crows flying around your apartment complex?
Yeah, listen.
Like, as a bad omen?
Ever since I started talking about bad things about Beyonce, you know, she casted a little spell. Now I just have a tornado of crows around my house.
So, do you think those two things are maybe, by chance, correlated? You talking shit about Beyonce and then all of a sudden, at the exact same time you did that, having crows outside your house? Do you think that's related?
Nah. I think it should be good. Hmm. Oh, look at that. They're in my house. Hey, what's up, crows?
They're not pecking away at your flesh right now, are they?
No. No, they're just, you know, looking for food.
Is 80% of your flesh now gone because of these crows?
No. Just looking good. 79. Oh, look at that. They're using my blood and running a satanic ritual. Isn't that so cute?
What the fuck is going on?
Anything for the Bay Hive.
Waleed, you're literally going to be dead in 2 minutes.
Hey, listen, BRB, I just gotta go feed these crows.
What do you mean, BRB? You're feeding them already. What the fuck? Waleed! No! No!
Hey, what's up? My name is Crow. Hey, what's going on here? Is this a podcast or something?
Oh, hey, Mr. Crow. Is Waleed dead by any chance? Just a random question.
Oh shit, that was Waleed.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Joss.
Oh. Fuck. No! Beyonce and her crows. You talk some shit and you get in alive, Beyonce and her crows. Don't say bad, cat will die, Beyonce and her crows.
Damn, that's a good sitcom.
That's a great sitcom. Or it should be like, remember Dog the Bounty Hunter? Like a Bad Boys type show? It's like a reality show.
Oh, and she has the Beyhive backing it up?
On this week's episode, Joss and Waleed, two podcasters, saying some pretty mean things about our Lord and Savior, Beyonce. And then it plays a clip of our podcast. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like she probably killed that cat. We said to the Beyhive on Twitter, Beyhive, do your thing. And like, do you see like articles, tweets, like disgracing us in the media? Accused of using the N-word, racist? Justin Waleed, racist?
Justin Waleed.
Support slavery?
Whoa, what?
Justin Waleed, new track with Kanye, hot new hip hop.
Justin, like Photoshop MAGA hats on him?
After our name's been disgraced on the internet. Like, we're right up there.
The guys.
The guys of the Me Too movement.
Not even that, just bad.
Bill Cosby.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
OJ Simpson.
Kobe. OG Simpson. Kobe Bryant for that 2-3 weeks when everybody freaked out about him cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then he just bought her a ring, and everybody's like, aw. Aw,
Kobe.
He just bought her a ring, and everybody's like, aw, they love each other. That was the funniest shit. I was like, this guy got away. Like, she was about to take half his shit. He's like, aw, baby, here you go, $10 million ring. She's like, okay, I'll stay.
I guess.
He's like, damn, I almost lost, what, $48 million? But I had to spend $10
million. $10 million?
I just saved $38 million by spending $10 million on a ring. Thanks, Geico.
Thanks, Geico.
And then, after we've been disgraced.
Right.
Beyonce comes after us with the crows.
And all of a sudden, hey guys, listen, we've been reading the tweets, we've been getting some great feedback.
Yeah.
Let me read some of them if you don't
mind.
Damn,
you have tweets saved of people saying nice things about us?
Yeah, man, of course. Let me read one.
That's crazy. I barely read tweets and comments anymore.
Oh shoot, man. Listen, I'm all about it. I'm insecure.
No, I'm very secure with myself and I don't need anybody else's opinion.
Oh yeah, man, I'm completely lost, man. Remember when I said to open an Uber a few days ago?
Remember when you let me bang your ex-girlfriends?
Oh.
That might also be an indication of that.
No, probably no correlation at all. Oh,
I just think it's so cool how open-minded you are, Wally. That's great.
Listen, can we stop talking about it and read these tweets? I just love one boy says, I love this new audio format of just two boys. Waleed is so cute. Oh, look at that.
What?
Yeah, so nice.
Okay. All right. Read another one.
This one, ooh, this is a long username. I hate Just Rain, that fucking pig-ass motherfucker says.
Huh.
This new podcast format is great. Can't wait to listen to more. Waleed looks so handsome.
Huh. What? How?
Look at that.
This is an audio. How are they looking at you?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Maybe they're watching me or something. I don't know. To my apartment window.
I mean, hey, man, I think it's really cool that you're getting a lot of love.
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah, you sure didn't say anything about me? Besides that username that told me to kill myself or whatever?
No, I didn't say anything. Ooh, this was a good one. All it says is, fuck Just Rain.
Huh.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have left for reading your tweets. We'll be sure to do it weekly. Make sure you send your tweets and we'll read them live on the pod.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, guys, if you have any feedback about me, you know, feel free to say some nice things if you
want. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Just Two Boys. See you next week. Bye.